This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. We're going to look at the reaction in North Texas to today's federal appeals court ruling that the state's voter ID law violates the Voting Rights Act. The lawsuit challenging the law was born in North Texas. The Texas voter ID law has been in place since 2013, and opponents have long argued that it disenfranchises voters, particularly minorities. The ruling came from the Fifth Circuit, which is known as a conservative court. The lawsuit in question is titled Vesey versus Abbott. That's Mark Vesey, who's now a Democrat representing Fort Worth in Congress, and Greg Abbott, the Duncanville High School graduate, who's now the Republican governor. Vesey says Wednesday was a big day.
I think that the Republicans' efforts to try and make voting hard and try to make it difficult and burdensome on the poor, on minorities, on people that have been disenfranchised in the past was bad, and I think that this ruling is going to give us an opportunity to make a lot of that right.
The law is considered one of the toughest in the nation. Republican defenders, including Attorney General Ken Paxton, say it's necessary to prevent voter fraud. He issued a statement saying it is unfortunate that this common sense law providing protection against fraud was not upheld in its entirety. The law requires that anyone who votes must show an approved form of photo ID. That could be a driver's license, state-issued ID card, or a passport. Elaine Wyant, who's with the League of Women Voters in Texas, says the law is unfair because not everyone has one of those types of ID.
Many students these days don't drive, so getting an ID would be on the list would be a problem where they have an ID that works for other purposes.
Under the ruling, a lower court must now decide what voters should be permitted to show before voting in the November election. Wyant says the court could let people show the previously allowed forms of ID, which included a voter registration card or a utility bill. Or the court could expand the list of acceptable photo IDs to include student and employee ID cards. Stella Chavez, KERA News.